Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, you know, personal safety is important to all of us, whether you live here in the city or you're a tourist. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about crime in Las Vegas. Plus, real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, I have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast where I just can't fall asleep at night unless I hear this. Oh, let's get started.
That sucked.
You were being followed by that car.
I was followed by that car. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Yeah, that didn't go very well.
How much that open cost?
Talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host,
singer Brother Scott,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Yes, baby.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Too many cigars.
Wow.
Put down the cigars.
That makes me want to tweak my nipples and say, howdy. Hey, everybody. Hey. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Great to have you here. I am your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenos dias. How you doing? Hot stuff. Ooh, I like the way you touch my knobs.
I hit the proper button. I want you to know that.
Did you touch
your
own?
I did. Of course. I followed the cord.
Very proud of you. Yeah. Hey, I am again Scott Whitney, but I got to tell you, I'm so very happy to be here. Not because I'm here alone and doing special things to myself. No, that's not today.
That's next week.
We call that Wednesdays. No, it's because I'm joined by the one, the only. We call him, what's his nickname, folks, in the live chat? RQS or... I can't hear you.
No.
That's right. It's Drinky Pants, ladies and gentlemen. It's Brett Grant, everybody.
How you doing, everybody? Great to be back. Great to be back. It's nice that you're... you need to explain what we're doing over here,
because
this is kind of cool.
We're periscoping. We're doing a live stream here on the live stream on our website, but we're also trying a little periscope over here right now. We've got little hearts floating in.
So and those mean what?
So what that means is, if you like what you're seeing, you tap the screen with your finger. Tap, 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 tap. One would hope it's the finger. Could be other things. You know, this could be and I actually noticed there is no porn on Periscope, but you could be tapping with, let's say it's
whatever works.
A nipple. But it's typically a finger, 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 and that's what makes those little hearts work. And the little green hearts is one person. If it's a different color, it's somebody else. Anyways, hey, today's show, over and under, we're going to go 83 and a half. That's right, 83 and a hook, because I'm a professional sports gambler now.
You are.
I know what the hook means. Okay.
Okay.
Let's start off with wine controversy. Okay, we're drinking wine again. We don't normally drink the same drink two shows in a row.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when I walked in the door.
Understandable. Here's why we're doing it. Last week, I was accused multiple times of drinking all of the wine.
Okay.
Not some of the wine, all of the wine, which, of course, I forgot to start the timer. Gosh darn it.
Well, you haven't cussed yet, so you're okay.
Well, not really. I got to have a time. So it's 3:30. Don't let me forget 3:30. Okay.
3:30.
So I went back and looked at the tapes, just like any good sports guy. And of course, Brett was wrong. I was not the only people drinking the wine. I have perfectly good evidence of me pouring, but I don't want to be controlled. So, Brett, you are in charge of wine.
All right.
You will pour the wine. You will watch the wine. If I don't drink but one glass, it's because Brett has decided I won't drink any wine. That's the way that goes.
I think what you did last week, though, was rather stealth. Because I never noticed you would fill it up. But then my glass was never empty. I just thought I was taking it easy.
What I am.
Until I stood up and fell over.
I am a good wine steward.
You were. Yeah, I had no idea. Maybe it was when I was telling one of my real quick stories. You put a gallon of wine in
right
my...
Right here, real quick stories go about
you're drinking
an hour
a 2011... this is your favorite? A Malbec?
A Malbec is my favorite type of wine. It's a very good wine. It's made in Argentina. Supposedly.
High mountain vines.
Yeah, it's good, good, good. It's, you know, kind of a chewy kind of wine. Makes me happy to be an American.
It's got a little Chianti taste to it.
You know, it's pretty weird. Speaking of explosive, that we call a segue.
Not a good one. A
couple days ago. Okay, thanks. A couple days ago, I was at the studio, and I'm working diligently. I was doing some video editing for a client, and I'm working around. And I hear, I don't even know if I have an explosion sound. Let's say it's this one. But it's deeper. I hear this sound at the studio. I'm like, well, that's weird. But, you know, I'm a busy guy.
Right.
I'm very serious. It didn't stop. So I'm still working and I'm doing my thing. And then I look out and I see my office mates, people next door to me.
They're called your neighbors.
They're neighbors. Or the name, yeah, technical word. So I see them start coming out. This is about 3 or 4 minutes after the sound. And they're out there with their cameras.
This was on Wednesday, right? It was the next day, wasn't it?
It was the day after our show, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So they're out there with their cameras. I'm like, well, what's going on? Because I could see them from my office. So I walk out and I go, hey, what's happening? And they're like, oh, I said, was that that noise? They go, yeah, it's an explosion. And they pointed off to the side. I'm like, well, what do you guys see? Oh.
Deep black smoke.
Look at that. That's nifty.
That's usually some kind of fuel burning or tires when it's that dark, right?
Yeah, I think so. So what that is a recycling plant. Ah. There's actually a couple of recycling plants in our general area there. And yeah, man, something gave away. There was, you know, several fire engines there, lots and lots of black smoke. And this person.
That what shook the building?
Yeah. Is that what shook the building? Yes. It actually shook the building. So here's a tip, guys. Don't explode things in your office. That's just from me to you.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you want to, I say go ahead and do it. But for me, I don't think that's a good play. Okay? You know, Brett hates...
You already skipped the very first thing, your explanation for the opening video.
Oh.
You got to tell me the whole story.
Yeah, right. So
now, was that for real, getting pulled over?
So didn't it look like it was real?
No, it might have been.
It didn't look like it was real?
Well, I saw a Suburban or whatever that is, you know, driving behind you.
Yeah.
It could have been a motorcycle cop popped in on the side.
It was on the side. So I was, apparently, come to find out, Metro doesn't like you videotaping yourself while you're driving.
Oh, you think?
I don't know why that would be. So, yeah, I was shooting that video and you know, I'm like, because I've done this before. You know, you guys know I've done this before and this shouldn't be a problem. I do it all the time. Hey, I'm a professional. I do video stuff all the time. And it was literally this this look right here that kind of said to me, uh-oh.
Son of a bitch.
I think I might be in trouble.
You know what's funny? Whenever, if you're...
And you want to know real fear?
That's the thing. It does.
So I
suddenly
actually,
it makes you question everything you've ever done in your entire life, doesn't it?
I think
I'm guilty. Yes, you caught me.
I think I may have peed myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't care how cool or tough you are, you drive along and you hear what, and they don't, because if you hear that, like I'm used to this sound, or that one.
Yeah.
No, all these.
That's in Texas.
This one here.
Right.
That's how you're like, oh, it's far me. Oh, yeah, it's a Doppler effect. You'll be okay. They're not after you. They're after somebody else. But that blip, blip, that's because they want you. I'm like, oh, man, I was on Sahara. I'm like, oh, man. So, you know, I go and pull over, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see if I can get out of this one. Because I have talked myself out of tickets before. So the guy pulls me over and goes, okay, what do you think you're doing there? I'm like,
driving. What are you doing?
Driver? Well, the thing was, I had my phone attached to my rearview mirror.
How'd you do that?
With some Velcro.
Okay, there you go.
And he's like, you know, that's probably not the safest thing you've ever done. I'm like, yeah. He goes, let me see your ID. And I'm like, okay. So I take out my ID, and I learned this from somebody. I gave him my ID, and I said, hey, my apologies. That doesn't look anything like me. Well, it looks just like me. So he looked at it and goes, you're one of those guys, right?
Right.
And all right, I said, yeah. I said, but the truth of the matter is, this whole thing is a lie. Okay. I wasn't pulled over.
I didn't think so either.
That was all a fake.
That's pretty good there. But it does make, when you do get pulled over, it makes you question everything you do. I always wanted to be kind of, not that I've ever been a smartass to a police officer, but you always kind of want to. Like if they pull you over at midnight and they ask you, have you been drinking? And you just answer the question. He's asking you a yes or no question. So you say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to say, well,
have you seen this?
What have you been drinking? Water, iced tea, soda?
Have you seen this thing in Florida where at a DUI stop point, you pull up with your windows up and you put up a sign that says, rolling down the window, I'm not answering any questions. Here's my ID and here's my insurance. And I guess in the laws of several states,
That's all you have to do is show that identification. You don't have to speak to them.
Okay.
And so people are doing that and they're getting right by. And their argument is, well, the issue is that when a cop, when you pull down, then they can say, we suspect you.
We smell marijuana. We smell alcohol.
If they suspect anything,
breath,
then right. they can have you go out right. and do whatever, whether it's, I know some people who can't stand on their leg and touch their nose when they're sober,
right.
let alone do it after a couple of beers.
Well, yeah.
But every time I heard a boop, 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 that, I talked myself out of one ticket.
Yeah. I got in trouble because I did that once, but I went too far. I said there is a body in the back and the 12 pack of empty
really
cans ignored that. No, of course not.
Well, I've been so funny.
Is that awesome?
That would have been great.
Well, yeah. The other thing is like when they pull you over, say the other question they always ask you is, do you know how fast you were going? I would just say yes.
Right. By the way, this I'm going with the flow of traffic is not the right answer.
No, I just say yes. Well, how fast were you going? Well, I don't know. I know how fast I was going.
You tell
how
me.
How fast were you going?
Right.
Because you were trying to chase me. So how fast were you going?
I got pulled over in Air Force 4 times for DUI wow. in a row. Boom, 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 boom. Never got popped for that.
Right.
Got pulled over once for running a red light. And it was a woman who pulled me over. And she's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, I really don't. She goes, well, you ran on a red light. And I said, no, I didn't. And she's huh? I said, no, I did not. I said, if you watch carefully, you'll notice that my back tires were beyond the crosswalk by the time it turned red. And as I understand it, as long as I'm beyond that, I'm okay. So is that what happened? And she wow. said, well, okay.
This guy knows his stuff.
I'm like, okay, right. well, and she let me go.
That's
I'm like,
cool.
yeah, by the way, I'm drunk. No.
Well, this one will actually roll into my next story, which is my Dodger story. So last year I was rolling down Torrey Pines, just north of Charleston by a couple of elementary schools. There's Garfield Park.
Yep.
And two police officers were sitting in the park in their cars in the grass in the park. And it's like 30 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour. And I came over the hill like 45. And, and I tend to go fast around town. And so I get pulled over. And my license plates are the call letters, are the frequency of the radio station,
right.
as you know.
Right.
So a guy says to me, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. He was, where are you going there, Mr. Grant? None of your damn business? Yeah. What do you mean, where am I going?
Right.
And I of course, I want to say that, but I never do. I just said, I'm going to the office, which is right down the street.
Right.
He goes, AM 1400. You guys carry the Dodgers, don't you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love listening to the games. Have a nice day, Mr. Grant. Thanks. Just
go.
Slow down a little bit around the school.
Boom.
I go, it's summer. He's like, started laughing. Like, yeah, I know.
You really say
yeah.
summer?
I go, it's summer. He goes, yeah,
right,
I know.
Get out.
Pull open.
Get out.
Get out of here. Just see you later.
Speaking of Dodgers.
Well, I went and saw my Cardinals beat up on the Dodgers over the weekend, Los Doyers, and went to the game on Saturday night and the game on Sunday. Now, unfortunately, on Sunday, I had to sit in front of three of the most ignorant baseball people in the world. Now, they were nice people, but they knew nothing about baseball. And I'm thinking, how can you grow up in America and be at a Dodgers game, be at the game? And it's one thing if I'm at the symphony, I've never been there before, or I'm at an art museum going, who's that Monette guy? All right. But you're at a baseball game.
Right.
And so the one girl is asking the guy all kinds of questions. And the guy acts like he's an expert in the game. And every answer is like off the reservation
wrong.
Like, there's a guy on first and the next batter up hit a double. Well, how come that guy went two bases and that guy went three bases? You're not allowed to do that. Mm. So then he's trying to explain it. Well, the ball, second base is actually much closer to the outfield fence than home plate is. So one guy might be able to go more bases than the guy that hit the ball did. I'm like, what? How about
go.
The fact that the guy in first can
running.
Run like the like can run like the wind?
Right.
All right. And that's why he's scored.
Running at this part.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's just, I'm just dying. Then a guy hit a home run and the fan threw the ball back onto the field. Okay.
Right.
Afterwards. And the fan and that one guy goes, why is that a home run? What do you mean that? Why is that a home run? They threw the ball back on the field. That shouldn't be a home run. I'm like, oh my God. Somebody give me a gun. Please. Thank you.
So,
very much.
If you look at us, the two of us look like mild mannered, regular guys. Oh, sure, we're broadcasters. Oh, sure, people love us. But what you don't know
is that plural?
Love me. But what you don't know is one of us is a sidekick. Now, I was able to predict that. In fact, I was not pulled over, so it could be me. But the truth of the matter is, this man right here is a transportation sidekick. As you
Kreskin.
Might recall from last week, Brett said, if it were up to me, I would put traveling things, let's call it kind of like a subway, underneath the strip. I think you said above the strip.
I did, yeah.
But we're going to give you that. It's a over-under, and I'm going to give you the
I said I would have transportation going right down the middle of Las Vegas.
There you go. We'll give it
a light rail transit thing.
And I said, ha!
I didn't say above ground, or I said right down the middle of Las Vegas.
I bet you I could go back to the film. But nonetheless, I'm like, oh, poor little Brett. He doesn't get out anymore. You know, probably some oxygen deficiency when he was a child. And then I read a report that there are actually a group of people here in Las Vegas whose job is to think about the long-term transportation issues here in the Las Vegas. And guess what? Part of the long-term transportation thought is to put a subway underneath the strip. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Kratta, everybody.
And so, of course, it's 20 years down the road. Let's hope we all live to see it. But they're talking about, I read the article. So from Hacienda, which is basically Mandalay Bay, right? Right around Mandalay Bay,
yep.
Hacienda is.
Yep, yep.
All the way down to Sahara, having a subway 20 years from now under Las Vegas Boulevard.
Pretty groovy.
And they're also talking about taking Russell Road, connecting east side Russell Road and west side Russell Road. Right now they happen to run into that thing called the airport.
Right.
And connecting Russell Road under the airport. Oh, so we'd have a long tunnel system. Cool. Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting.
That's cool.
Well. Yeah.
They also were talking about getting some, you know, rapid transit over to the airport. Kind of a good idea.
Well, I think the short-term thing is they're talking about taking the current monorail, extending that to all the way down to Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, so they're going to cross the street and then go down to Mandalay Bay, which is cool. I mean, the problem
How about taking it downtown?
Well, and that was the other thing that they mentioned was to take it downtown as well. I think the problem, everybody has said this before with that, is that it's on the back side of the East casinos, and it's a pain in the ass to get to that thing.
Well, the other part is, here's the other part. The city of Las Vegas does not begin until Sahara Avenue.
Right.
So anything south of Sahara is Clark County. It's not Las Vegas. People don't realize that's one of probably the biggest misnomers of Las Vegas. And the original Mayor Goodman used to always say, all that money they're winning on the strip, none of that's in Las Vegas. It's all in Clark County.
Yep. So we're hopeful for that. I mean, it'd be a good idea to get it down there. And you know what? We should all be a little afraid of Brett because apparently he can tell the future, and that scares the crap out of me. I want to say hello and welcome to the Vegas Video Network to Conversations with Jess Talk and Lisa Listen. They are our newest show on the Vegas Video Network, personal coaches. Super nice couple, very, very upbeat. They do a half-hour show right after Danny's show, which is called Niche to Profit. These guys, Conversations, do their show at 5 o'clock on Thursdays, half hour. You guys ought to check them out. Like, again, good, positive people. Sammy from the live chat knows them. Ken has been a big fan of their show as well. So welcome those guys to the Vegas Video Network. Okay, let me ask you guys in the live chat a question here. We'll put this out to the people who are... Yep, see, this is why I'm in charge of the wine.
Because you drink too fast.
Nope.
I haven't touched mine.
Well, maybe you did.
I haven't touched mine.
Yeah, fine. You haven't touched it?
Well, I have, but I don't drink it like you do. I don't drink it like it's water.
I drink it like I'm, you know, God, I'm about ready to be arrested.
Well, you're drinking it like Jesus, water into wine, baby.
You know, I'm just, God, drink the wine, drink the wine. They're coming
already,
to get us.
It's already gone.
Oh, please. So, live chat people and people who are listening or watching this show, you can email this to onairq@livinginlv.com. And the question is this. Right now, we start the show Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. We're thinking about moving the time of the show, not the day, but the time to maybe a little bit earlier, maybe a 7 o'clock start, maybe as early as 6:30 or so. What's your opinion on that? Just let us know what you think. And again, in the live chat, or send us an email on onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, we're going to stay on Tuesdays. That's the plan. But we just might move it from 8 o'clock to, say, 7.
Jackie maybe says early. Somebody else says yay early.
So far, we're getting a
that would be great. That would be
Chan
cool.
Is back. Well, see, I'm
Malia
shocked.
Also,
I'm shocked.
Good
that
because
Chan is
you
back.
People, F-U-C-K my night. Sorry, Malia. Okay.
She, you know, Malia has a way with words. God bless her little heart.
Sorry.
I just want to do a shout out to Chan. We thought we probably scared her away after the first time she came in the live chat. A big hand for Chan because she fears nobody.
She doesn't. Let me ask Danny saying earlier because my husband won't be mad at me for being here so late. Danny, where are you watching the show from?
Home.
Well,
but she has to go away and be in her own place to do her thing. Early would be better for East Coast. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock, right?
She's in a closet.
All right, so we might be moving it forward. It seems like everybody's kind of.
Yeah, we're going to start with the early bird dinner about 4:30.
And do a 4:30 show.
3:30, be in bed by 5.
Play a little oompa music.
I'm thinking 3:30. Take out our dentures and
come on, kids, let's play along.
We can watch O'Reilly and be in bed by 6.
Finally, before we roll into our new topic here, is I just want to do a shout out for Dee Snider and what a pussy he is. Is that a cuss word?
Yeah, that one doesn't quite work.
First one, because listen. Oh, I can't believe he did this. So Dee Snider, by the way, if you don't know who he is, Twisted Sister lead singer. I actually met Dee at Fremont Street. He played Fremont Street Experience a couple years ago. Had a chance to meet him. Very nice fella. So Dee said a couple, 3 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, who knows how long ago it was. He said, raiding the Rock Vault was crap. And that these guys who claim to be in this band or that band or this band, it's all BS. Yeah, they were in their bands, but about 5 years after those bands or anything, they were in the fifth touring company 20 years after the album. Now, there's one exception to that, and that's Howard Leese. Howard Leese is the guitar player for Heart. He was the guitar player for Heart. So he's the only guy who's an original member of any band that they talk about.
So he played more, I mean, wasn't... Nancy or Ann? Which one? What?
Nancy.
Nancy.
Nancy is a guitar. Yeah, she's a guitar player, but she's not.
She's not like he. I'm asking because I don't know.
No. So every lick that you've heard on a Heart, she's very pretty. Yes. Every lick that you hear.
That's Ann.
Stand by. Go ahead. Sing it, brother.
No, I can't sing. Okay. But I love that song.
Every lick you hear on a Heart song, it's all Howard.
We're talking about licking one of the Wilsons?
Lick. Oh, my God.
What are you saying?
What's happening here? Anyway, so he's the only guy. And I said before, I think what they're doing, this advertising, I'm with these guys. I'm like, come on.
I'm from Dokken.
You guys were basically the guitar tech, and now you got the gig is basically what's going on. Makes me crazy. And plus, I said I didn't like the way they played. So what's his name? Dee said the exact same thing. Yeah, these guys suck. This is all BS. They shouldn't be able to do that. And then a week ago, he says, you know what I think about raiding the Raider of the Rock Vault? Love it.
Raiding the Vault. Raiding.
Yeah, Raiding the Rock Vault. Love it. Great show. I'm like...
Oh, because he changed his mind. Okay, I got you.
So what are you talking about? You were one of the few celebrities who actually said what they meant. I'm like, yeah, brother, give it to us. Tell us a story. Now he's like, oh, no, I think it's pretty great. Makes me want to scream. And here's why he did it, I believe. Oh, he just happened to do it a day before he was performing at Hard Rock. Okay. Oh, no kidding. And might he be back again? I bet he will be back again.
Right.
And so what he's doing is, I believe it's called a blowjob. I'm not really sure the actual term, but basically he's like, really, is that really a bad one? Doesn't feel like a bad one. Yeah. So he's basically like, here, oh, I love you guys. Oh my God, you guys, you suck so bad. So now Twisted Sister, do you have any good songs? Yeah, they had quite a few.
You think?
Two or three.
I'd say one.
They had two.
You only got two fingers up. I just want you to know that.
Two or three.
That'd be four.
Whitney. They had a couple.
Arches.
And I'm just telling you, man, it just broke my heart. The guy, he spoke in front of Congress.
Yes, he did. Well, that was because of Tipper Gore.
Tipper Gore. Yeah. And now he's lost my whole...
Okay, but here's my question. Oh, now,
kills me. Breaks my heart.
I've heard people who are big rockers who love Raiding the Rock Vault.
Hey, I am all by myself on this. There's no
you
question.
You don't like it?
I hate it.
Okay. But I know people that have seen Rock of Ages who all really hate Rock of Ages.
Loved it.
See, you're the opposite.
You know what?
I saw the movie Rock of Ages and I thought it was god awful.
Hated it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Horrible. So the play is much funnier. First of all, it's funny. It's a comedy.
Right.
Whereas the movie...
See, I just don't like Alec Baldwin. That's part of the problem.
Oh, yeah. So he plays...
And then yeah, Russell, no. What's his name? Just a little bit. He lived in Kentucky, funny. Yeah.
No, so the play is really funny, Rock of Ages. Right. I liked it. The bartender guy was a guest on one of our on Talktales. He was awesome. But it's a really funny show. But like I said, raiding the Rock Vault or whatever that damn thing is called, the problem is, A, the PR is bullshit. B, they're not playing the songs at even full speed. Now, they may have changed that, but if you're in a live environment, you play faster, at least at speed, or faster than what you normally play. And these guys were playing slower. Why? So they could play it, I'm assuming.
Okay.
But it really bothered me. I'm a musician-y guy.
About love?
What about love?
As opposed to the heart song.
Yeah, yeah.
What about love?
Yeah, yeah. It felt like that. But they also, by the way, the other thing that pissed me off is some of their song selections were insane. Like, because they did basically 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You can't do 50s.
Well, I'm a 70 guy.
You can't do 50s.
Well, I don't know if it was 50s or not, but I'm a 70s guy. I mean, I knew that music pretty cool, and I forget the song selection. Actually, I think I blocked it out because I was so emotionally scarred by the screwed up. Like, what? No Van Halen. How could you not play Van Halen in the middle? It just freaked me out. So, yeah, I say don't go.
All right, fair enough.
Right, okay. That's enough. I think I've made my point.
All right. Well, D. Schneider's in town.
Well, he's
stealing money, so now we're going to go to our main topic, which he might have applied for.
D's not invited anymore, I'll tell you that. D and I used to be like this. I've got a picture somewhere. Okay.
Amalia is going through the live chat here in bold.
What is she doing there?
Okay. She's just bold.
Well, she is bold.
She won $1,000 at bingo last night.
Are we going to talk about the Triple Crown? Hey, no.
I love the Triple Crown. Ooh, no,
we're in Las Vegas.
We can mention later on.
For God's sake.
There's an interesting...
congratulations to American Pharaoh,
who spells his name wrong on purpose. Not the horse, but the people did.
I didn't know that.
They reversed the letters. Now, here's an interesting tidbit.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Just real quick. Right. There are 94,000 $2 win tickets
that
have not been cashed, totaling about $350,000.
How about that?
That people have just kept.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I saw that on your...
They kept it for history.
Yeah.
They stuck in their pocket. And the other great thing is Victor Espinosa, the winner, who was afraid of horses as a child in Mexico, is now the first Hispanic-born person to win the Triple Crown. He donates 10% of every race he wins to the City of Hope Cancer Facility in Duarte, California, which is where I had my surgery back in 2010.
Right.
And after winning the Triple Crown, he wins $80,000, which seems kind of low to me, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
He's going to donate all of it.
Unbelievable.
To City of Hope.
Unbelievable.
All of it.
It's very impressive.
Very cool. Very cool. He's now my new favorite jockey.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about crime in Las Vegas. An interesting thing we have, and our good friends Neil and Sarah are from Europe. And they, actually Europeans in general, will often comment to me that there seems to be just an incredible amount of violence in America. And I get why they might think that. But have you been to a soccer game lately?
You hoodlums! Hoodlums!
I should tell this story. So we went... Rio's going to kill me. We went into... grew up in a town called Swindon. And so we went and saw a soccer match with Swindon against some other team, but not at the Swindon place. It was at the other team's place.
And you're like in a cage.
Well, so it's interesting. In soccer, you know, the soccer is an oval, basically, and the wedge on one corner is for the opposite team.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So we go into this place. It's dark and dank like it always is in Europe. And so we go into this place. We're put into like a, it was like a cattle grate. I mean, it was
right,
like
right,
a little skinny. You had to go through there. It was kind of dark. And I don't even know if they let us have food. So we get in our place. It's a wedge. And in front of us and all up and down the aisles are cops protecting us, apparently, from everybody else. Now, Swindon, they're all crazy as hell.
Right, right.
Neil, my buddy... You know, he grew up watching these guys. His weekends were when he was a kid, go to Swindon, leave, and get in a fight. He's a big fighter guy. So I'm like, hey, just so you know, Neil, I am way too pretty to be fighting with all your buddies. So if we got to go, I'll go. But I am not going to be real happy if we get into a fight. So we're in there doing our thing. Nothing happens, of course. But I'm like, why is it all these cops around us? So we drive out. We leave the place. It's all muddy and rainy and crap. And we're trying to get out. And all these people are trying to go. And we're waiting. And there's a bunch of cars going by. And we go in. And this one car kind of does this and goes. And Neil, and they're driving. Remember, he drives on this side. And I'm on the regular, driver's side. So I'm closer to the guys.
You're freaking out.
So no, I'm just like, that's pretty screwed up. So Neil, like... puts the brake on, puts it in park, opens his door. I'm like, oh shit, we're going.
It's time
to go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get a fight. I haven't been in a fight in 20 years. And the last fight didn't go well for me. Like, here we go.
I retired undefeated.
So I opened the door and it was a dad and his son or whatever. They went, and they backed up and they let us in. I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no violence in Europe. Anyway.
I had a lady flip me off at Dodger Stadium in the parking lot. She was trying to squeeze in after it was my turn. You know, you go left, right, you know, one car. And she was trying to go, she was trying to go zip in there. And I go, that ain't going to happen, lady.
Right.
I don't even give them the look. I just keep looking straight ahead. And I see you all the way. But you're not getting in here, lady. Just keep it. There was a fight this weekend at the Palo Verde graduation at UNLV. People fighting over saving seats.
Isn't that great?
There's video on YouTube about it. Yeah. And some guy just got the living crap beat out of him over saving seats. Yeah. I mean, it's a graduation. We're fighting over a seat at graduation.
Yeah, that's lame.
Come on.
Okay. So,
all right, crime in Vegas.
Crime in Vegas. So there was an article in the Sun that actually got my attention. And basically the article said there's a lot of gangs here in Vegas. I'm like, gangs? Come on. There can't be lots of gangs here in Vegas. I've never seen any gangs in Vegas. So I started sniffing around and I'm like, okay. The article said there's basically 20,000 street gang members. And I'm like, wait a minute. That seems like a lot. And they kind of went through the different gangs. So there's white gangs, the insane Nazi lowriders, Hell's Angels, Aryan Warriors, you know, those kind of goods. And the black gangs are Bloods and Crips and the Gearson Park Kingmen and the Woods and the Rolling 60s and the Playboy Bloods. And then there's Latino gangs. I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Well, but Latin Kings control most of the drug trade.
Let's see if the Latin Kings are on here. No, Mexican Mafia, Nevada 13, 28th Street, Nevada 13th, Barrio Naked City. And then the Pino Boys, which is the Asian gang. So I'm like, that seems like a lot. And I was talking to a co-op member, David Wright. I'm like, you know, I'm going to do a show a little bit about violence in Las Vegas or crime. And he's like, I said, this is about, you know, do you know of any gangs? He goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, well, who do you know of? And he goes, well, there is, you know, there's the Playboys. I'm like, huh. And same in the article. And then there's obviously the Blood and the Crips. Yeah, same in the article. And I'm like, well, do you know where they are? He goes, yeah. I said, okay. I said, they're probably around Martin Luther King and probably like Bonanza. He goes, yep, there. And also Martin Luther King and Lake Mead. He goes, but also on, what was it, Eastern and Bonanza. I'm like, okay. Yep. He goes, that's where the Hell's Angels is as well. He goes, also right by here. what do you mean?
By office,
yeah, he goes, Arville and what was it? Oh, Sirius.
Right.
Which is maybe a mile or two away from the, well, actually probably 2 miles away. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And he goes, yeah, it's about 20,000. I'm like, well, where did you come up that number? I didn't say that. He goes, no, I'm just thinking it's about 20,000. So there's 2 million people in Las Vegas. 20,000 equals 1%, which means that one out of every 100 people, according to my friend David and the Las Vegas Sun, are bad guys. I'm like, wow, that's nuts. So I decided it'd be interesting for me to see where crime happens in Las Vegas.
All right.
So what we're going to do is there's a couple maps available online. And I will tell you that if you are thinking about living in Las Vegas, you pretty much got to do this homework. Otherwise, you're not really paying attention.
Well, we should say, first of all, every city has areas that where more frequent crime happens.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of go in and out of this shot here. So this is crimemapping.com for the Vegas area. It's available for free. Anybody can do it. And what we're going to do is we're going to look.
There's my house.
Yeah, there is my house. Wait, is that somebody? Hey, quit breaking into my house. So it's a fascinating site here. And what they allow you to do is you can pick the types of crime you can see there. So there is fire, and then there's assault and burglary and all drugs and DUI, fights, fraud, homicide, so on and so forth.
Well, I think the one people worry about most is home invasion.
Well, so I thought we should pick the things that I think have the most effect. So clearly, assault is an issue. And did you see that?
Yikes!
So this is from 6/1 to 6/9. So basically for June. So from 6/1 to 6/9.
Just over a week, 8 days, basically.
Yeah.
9 days.
So there were 66 assaults. And if I add burglaries, that goes to 155. And then if I add, let me see, homicide, we should do that. Now, there was one homicide in the last few days. Motor vehicle theft, robberies, theft, larceny, vehicle break-in. Okay, so during that time, 244 crimes. Now, that's interesting because last time
I checked. In 8 days.
That's interesting because when I first did this check, it showed me like 800 plus. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? So let's take a look at where these crimes are at. Because again, this is, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, I want to move to Las Vegas. There's a lot of positive things here. I'd like to know where I should live. Good idea. So if you go back, let's go back to the map.
Quite Chirac as it would be in Chicago.
Yeah, one thing you'll notice here is a big gap in the middle there. That big gap is North Las Vegas. I have a different map for North Las Vegas and a fascinating factoid.
And that's not where you want to live.
Well, I lived up there.
Not that far. Well, you're a lot farther north.
I lived right there.
Yeah, you're up north.
I lived in Aliante, which is where I'm circling right now. And I'll show you the map for that area in a second. But let's get down to Las Vegas proper. And, you know, so a lot of people thought, as did I, that the east side would have more crime than the west side. East of this right here is the 15. All right. So if you look at the east versus the west, it certainly looks like there's more crime on the east side of the 15 than on the west side. But it kind of depends on the crime as well. I mean, I did a couple checks where it really wasn't that much of a difference. It was all pretty much the same number of crime. And actually, I was talking to Melissa about that. Melissa's like, well, my guess is a lot of the crime that happens in, say, gang areas aren't reported.
True.
They think to themselves, you know, what's the point of reporting it? They're not going to do anything. Or it happens all the time. This is part of the initiation or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about. So if you're thinking about moving to Las Vegas, you got to figure out, okay, let's back this out a little bit here and just pick. Let's just pick assaults and burglaries.
I think assaults are a lot of the stuff. A common assault is. I'm sure a lot of those have to do with domestic violence issues and things like that. So even that, I think you can take out of the equation.
Well, that's a good point.
A little bit.
I'll do that.
You know.
But.
Honestly, the only thing I worry about is somebody breaking into my house. That's it.
Let me back
this up. There's stuff. So if you go to the burglaries or whatever, there you go.
Hold on, let me get this out.
Because I'm sure if somebody's not breaking into your house, you could probably eliminate some murders that happened along the way as well.
Oh, crap. I didn't want to do
that. A lot of the murders happen with people who are. now we're showing crime in
Pearl. That's not what I wanted to do. Yeah. Here, talk for a minute while I fix it.
Well, a lot of the murders also involve people that know each other. It involves a fight or something like that. By the way, they are making fun of you for saying homicide instead of homicide.
Homicide. What did I say?
You're saying homicide like 15 times.
Come on.
After last week's show, I'm not making a joke about it. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying what you were saying.
Oh, look at that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. See, even Mike said it. Right. It's homicide.
What did I say? Homicide?
One of my favorite shows of all time.
All right.
Homicide, Life on the Streets.
Okay.
Love that show.
All right. So let's go back to the map.
Okay.
So these are just burglaries here.
Okay.
Right. That's what we
want. So now let's see where, scroll down. Let's see where I live. Just scroll down a little bit.
I just want to see one little bit. Oh, I want to do robberies too. I want to do burglaries and robberies.
All right. Now just go farther south.
Okay, yeah, I will. I just want to get that.
I can see your house. I can't see my house. There we go.
You see your house now?
What's that road there? Is that Durango?
Rainbow.
And then you got Town Center.
Here's Rampart
here.
Okay,
I got you.
Okay. Right? And this is Durango here.
All I know is my neighborhood's clean.
So, it's interesting. So you look, I noticed a couple things. So this area right here.
Yeah, Alta.
This right over here, this is like the Scotch 80s. This is kind of the old Las Vegas.
It's where Siegfried and Roy
there.
And the Goodman, that's...
And you'll notice...
Our Lady of Las Vegas Church over there.
Surprisingly, not a lot of crime there. And I'm only...
Well patrolled.
Well, and so yes. I said that to Melissa as well, so I'm surprised there's not much crime there. These are old houses, easy to break into. And she said, yep, my guess is that they've been upgraded. They probably have guards in some of these houses. But I don't think they have any guard-gated places there. Oh, actually, I think they do have one. And there's some pretty powerful people who hang out there. That probably explains why there's not a lot of crime.
There's some big estates over there, too.
Going on there. Yeah. So then if we go this way, if we go west a little bit, here's Summerlin Parkway right here. So what's fascinating is this big area here, all of this, this is Summerlin right here. This is Summerlin Parkway. This is the north part of Summerlin, south part over here is the age community. What's it called? Sun City.
Sun City, yeah.
And you'll notice Summerlin is arguably the most crime-free area in this entire map, which is pretty impressive, which is why we live in this general area. Now, we don't live in Summerlin. We live a little bit east of Summerlin, but we're in a pretty good setup here as well, right? So, not bad. Again, if you go east on east of the 15. You son of a bitch.
Call me names. You call me names. What are you doing? They're killing me.
Oh, it's just freaking maps not doing what I want to do. You go east of the 15, and clearly there's a little bit more going on there. And
if you pull up again, I was curious about south in Henderson, Green Valley, that area, but it was not going to show up because it's just Las Vegas,
I guess. So what do you want to see?
Just go straight south. Just go south if you can.
I should be able to do that.
Yeah.
No, God, look at this. All right,
never mind.
It's too complicated.
Never mind. Forget it. Sorry, no big deal.
If I had a mouse, I could do this, but I don't have a mouse.
I guess, well.
you suck. wasn't too bad down there, actually.
Yeah.
Let me see. How do I just turn that off?
Can you just go There's on? Like the old line the comedian Stephen Wright said, if most of the accidents and crimes happen within 5 minutes of your house, why don't you just move?
Move. Right. Yeah. We had some issues. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, clearly, if you're deciding to be in the Las Vegas and you want to, I look at that. Just like we broke live stream yesterday or last week, I have just broke the map.
Awesomeness. Crime mapping has been crime ridden. Right. What's been violated.
Oh, it's a siren because we broke the crime map. Now, if you really want
to. Here comes the popo.
If you really want to see what it looks like when all hell breaks loose, that's the map.
Yeah. That's going to scare some people.
That could have gone better. You know what I mean? It's not great. Okay, so here you go. There's your south now. I can go south.
Okay. Keep going. There's the Beltway south. There's the south.
Oh, here's what I wanted to show people. Look,
that's Las Vegas Boulevard.
This is the strip right here.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's fascinating is arguably the most dangerous place in Las Vegas is the Las Vegas Strip.
Well, when you're looking at pickpocketing and fights and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
What's yellow?
There was a shooting over the weekend behind the link in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, I read that. Disturbing the peace. Well, that's a bunch of drunk people. Yeah. That doesn't count. But yeah, so stay off the strip.
Yellow is disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
Okay, get rid of yellow. Yeah, okay, that's somebody,
Let's get rid of yellow.
Making noise and whatever they're doing.
And let's get
public
rid of
urination.
We'll get rid of drugs. And we'll get rid of DUI.
Yeah, DUI. Where's the most common DUIs happen?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, get rid of everything except for DUIs.
Let's put DUIs back. No DUIs in the last.
It's the early part of the month. That's why they're not out there yet filling their coffers.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
I would have thought there would have been some DUIs. I'm a little impressed, kind of. All right. So now let's go. That was again in the Las Vegas. Now, 120 crimes. Good Lord, that seems like a lot. Let's check them all. Yeah, 574 crimes. So what is that? That's divided by 574 divided by 8. What is that? 57 divided, that's 90, about 90 a day?
Yeah.
Is that right? No, it'd be a little bit less than 90.
We got 500 what?
574.
Divided by 8, 71.
So 70 crimes a day in Las Vegas. It would be interesting to know how that compares to other big cities. But you can see, and it's interesting, by the Air Force Base. Yeah. Oh, look at that. There's like guns. Person with a gun. A lot of guns by the Air Force Base. Awesome. All right.
Well, it's a bad neighborhood, though.
Let's go to North Las Vegas. North Las Vegas is a little different. So there is good areas and bad areas of North Las Vegas. We'll say that in a joyous way. We moved to North Las Vegas when we first came here. We went to a place called Aliante. It looks like I broke this map as well. Outstanding. And Aliante is, there's a beltway that goes around Las Vegas. It's called 215. And basically at 12 o'clock is where Aliante is. Aliante is the second largest master plan community in Las Vegas. And, we were like, hey, this is pretty cool. We should hang out here. And it was good. But it was starting to show signs of not goodness.
Signs of trouble brewing.
Yeah, so it was a little concerning. We were seeing, more, I don't know. I got the map back. So here's North Las Vegas here. So you can see it basically, it's weird. It goes right in the middle of what you would think would be Las Vegas, and it goes off the side. So one of the things I did, I'm like, okay, same thing. Show me some fights. Show me some burglaries. Show me some assaults. Homicides sound good. Some robberies. And let's roll this thing and see what it looks like. And I'm like, wow,
hey. Wow.
Pretty, looking kind of busy in the north of Las Vegas.
1,351. What's the time frame on that?
Was that 1,300? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's too many. Oh, I got to slip my dates. Oh, yeah, that was 2 months. Sorry. Thank you for getting
Well, still,
that.
Though. Good God.
So I'm going to make it equal. So now, June 1. So 138 versus right. 500 well, and whatever.
A lot which smaller
is,
place.
Which is good, though. I mean, you wouldn't want it to be.
Well, the biggest thing right now, obviously, and this is true all across the country, when the weather warms up, the crime ramps up as well.
Yep, yep.
When it's cold, the fellas are inside.
Yeah,
when so it's you hot, can, they're outside.
So you can kind of see here that it's not. There's not really a super concentration of crime per se. I mean, it's nothing like, oh yeah, that place is just you know crime ridden. Like right here, this is Ann, and there seems to be a pocket there. But I'll tell you what freaked me out a little bit.
Show me the Aliante.
So
there's well, Seastrand Park. You're right there.
Yeah. So
right across the street.
We'll zoom in right on Aliante, and I'm like, okay. Let's see what's going on here. How did I, you know, how are we doing here? And there's not much going on.
Seastrand Park, the home of Cheyenne Little League. Just
but, you know that. So I'm looking around. This is all Aliante here. And I see a fight.
Oh.
And I look at it and I'm like, well, what's that fight there? And I'm like, oh, look at that. That fight is on my block.
Ah, where you used to live.
And not just my street. I mean, the first two numbers of my address.
Wow.
Fight. 4 days ago, I'm like, oh man, that's a problem. So,
now it's only a fight. It's okay.
I'm happy to say that I wasn't there for the fight. So, as a result of that, the question really is, do you really want to live here anymore, given all the violence and crime? And the answer is,
sure.
It's the big city, folks. Right. You're going to have violence and crime and stuff. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't happen as often as, well, it hasn't. Oh, we did have a burglary here. In our neighborhood.
Did you?
So that's what we were told. We got an email from our homeowners associate company saying, hey, just a reminder, be sure to lock your doors and have lights on, all that kind of stuff. But what was interesting, I tried to look it up and it wasn't reported. What do you think that means?
Maybe they didn't want it filed.
Isn't that weird?
Maybe nothing was taken.
Well, it's not a robbery unless you take something.
Well, maybe it was they deemed it to be not enough.
I thought it was really
They thought it was
weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. So I looked because you know, we were trying to figure out what house was it. Yeah, we have an idea. I'm like, what happened? Where did it go? What day was it?
What happened?
Nothing. No information. So, you know, if I had to do it again, I'd be here in a New York second. It's easy. And I really haven't seen, I mean, have you actually seen, witnessed crime here?
Yeah, well, not here. I walked into my house when I was a kid.
Las Vegas.
Somebody was robbing our house.
Oh, that happened to us too in Southern California. But
it's like somebody's in the house.
My sister walked into the hallway and there was a burglar in the hallway.
Yeah.
And he's like, excuse me. He was very, very, very polite. Excuse me. He just walked out.
No kidding. That'd be like, talk about pissing your pants.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, we lived in a tri-level house and I was maybe 12, and I walked into the house when you walk into the kitchen level, and I walked to basically the intersection where the stairs go up and the stairs go down, and I see a guy running across the downstairs part out the screen door at the bottom of the house.
Right.
And then you go into your room, and you see, you know, every room is trashed, and you're...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they ransacked the whole place.
But in Las Vegas, have you seen any crime? Personally, I've seen crime.
I mean, other than idiots getting in fights and doing stupid stuff like that, no, I'd have to say no.
I don't think I have either.
I mean, I've had internal theft twice at the radio station.
You mean shrinkage?
I mean, people who like come in at like 3 o'clock in the morning to steal crap.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, that's a crime.
Yeah. I didn't witness it. My cameras watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody broke into your place?
They didn't break in. They had a key.
You mean an employee?
A boyfriend of an employee.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He walked right in.
He, you want me to tell you the story?
Yes.
Okay. So she had worked with me for a couple of years, very nice girl. And she didn't drive. So he would always drive her to work, or her mom or dad would drive her to work. And she was maybe 21 or something, just refused to drive.
Was she a salesperson?
No, she was worked in the front office.
Okay.
So he would always drive her to work. So one night he decided to steal her key while she was sleeping. Came over to the radio station, stole some computers, got the whole thing on video. And the funny thing was, we actually didn't have video in the station at the time, but he parked his car two doors down in front of the casino bar in our shopping center,
right.
which of course has video.
Right.
And he backed the car in, which of course gets a great shot of the license plate. It wasn't even his car. He took his girlfriend's mom's car.
Right.
So I go next door and I show him all that. I get the information from the bar.
Wait! How did you know to go to that place?
I came into work the next day, and their computers were gone.
Right.
So obviously, we got robbed. Something was going on. So I go, well, who's got video?
And so there was no breaking in, so you knew right. that they were Somebody able to get in key. Without. Right.
Like, well, I know my laptops were here last night. Where'd they go?
Oh.
It was like 3 weeks later. I realized something else was gone. Like, son of a gun! I didn't realize I had a jar of change with like $400 or $500 worth of quarters in it. You take one of those big pretzel things, eat all the pretzels, and you just started filling up with, it was like 10 years worth of quarters in there. It's got to be $5.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's like, no, I couldn't even pick it up. I was talking to my neighbor, and I go, well, who's got cameras running? He goes, well, you know, the bar, of course, does. So okay, so yeah, that's right. Let's go to the bar.
Right.
And then the bar, he just backed right in. He actually walked into the place as well, so he got him on video.
Into the
Because his buddy, the other guy who was with him, he was waiting for him inside the casino.
No way.
Yeah, they're not too smart.
It's hard to be a good smart
guy. They had to pay restitution for a while. They got some kind of probation or something. I would get checks for like $9 a month.
Did they?
Never got my laptops back in. Their plan, and the confession was, they pawned him.
Oh.
And the confession was, he was going to pawn the laptops. We only used our laptops typically on Saturdays when we would go to events.
Yeah.
So he came in like on a Monday. His plan was to pawn them, get them back on like Friday, put them back.
Right. Oh.
But be able to get the money for a while to do something.
BS, I'm sure. That was
I know.
Like, no so way. Work out. That's all BS. Anyway. No crime.
So I've now never we have had, video everywhere.
Never had any kind of, I've never seen or witnessed any kind of crime other than, no, none. Zero.
I actually had cameras at the time.
But well, I've seen some people walking down the strip in clothes they shouldn't be wearing. Ladies,
yeah, that's a crime.
For the love of God, you know. Yeah,
just because it's summer.
You know, if you have to wear a thong, but for the love of God, please dress appropriately.
All right.
So I'd say move here. God bless you. Come here. The weather's great. People are great. And, you know, so what? There's a whole map full of crime. Just don't live there. And that's your tip from your buddy Scott. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be right back with questions from the chat. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. I think it is. Yeah, let's try that. Hey, everybody. Clear. Scott Whitney for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story. So some time ago, I went and saw Dr. Rothman to see if I could get the LASIK procedure done. And I went through a bunch of tests and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who will pretty much work on anybody, Dr. Rothman said to me, it just wasn't an option at the time, which I really appreciated. Now, meantime, he's gone on and done 60,000 procedures. I've got friends in Reno. I've got friends here in Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he's the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada. So check out LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you let them know that you heard about him from us, they'll give you 50% off of LASIK plus an extra $200 off. Again, that's LASIKofNV.com. And oh, wow, I didn't want that to happen.
It's not a Living in Las Vegas podcast if Scott doesn't make a technical mistake.
I misspoke. I did see a crime.
You producing this show.
I stopped a crime. I forgot. Who wrote that in there? Was that Jackie? Who wrote that?
Wow. Who is Kid Dakota,
Where is the MGM comment in the live chat? Because, in fact, I did actually see and stop a crime. Oh, yeah. It was Mike Cue. And this, do you hear about this?
No.
So we were at the MGM Grand Pool. We're hanging out, and we saw these two gals walking around, and they just look squirrely as hell, kind of tweakers, you know, and they're just looking around, eyes moving, but their head's not moving. I'm like, there's something wrong with this one right there. So I'm in the pool, shallow end. I've got Melissa and Sarah looking at me, and I'm looking at this, I'm watching this girl walk by. So she goes and lays down on a cot, or whatever you call those things, a recliner.
A lawn chair.
Yeah, or that. Next to a guy who's just completely passed out. You know, he's head towel over his head, just gone. So I'm watching her, and she's, you know, there's certain things you do when you get in the lounge chair. You know, you take off your sandals. You take off your shirt because you've got a bathing suit on. So she sits down. She's looking at a phone, her own phone. She doesn't take off her shorts, doesn't take off her shirt, doesn't take off her shoes. And she keeps glancing over at the sky. And then a super fast move, she grabs the guy's phone and then takes off. So I see all of this, every bit of it.
Right, right.
And so I was like Godzilla. I'm like, hey, you, stop.
Stop.
So I come out of the water. I'm yelling at this girl, and I go chasing her in the MGM pool. So she's like, what the hell's going on? So she takes off. There's this ramp that goes up to the main bar. I'm after her, you know, because, you know, I'm very quick. I'm after
and agile.
Her. Yeah. So she goes. She sees me. She takes the phone. She throws it in the bush, expecting I would stop. No. So I grab the phone. I still follow her. Now, Neil is at the front entrance with two security guards.
How did Neil get there so fast?
He and I both were kind of on this. We both knew that something was going on. So I said, you know, we should probably tell these guys something's happening. So I push her right into those guys, arrested, busted.
Nice.
So, boom, stopped it. Okay, time for live chat questions. If you're in the live chat during this piece, guess what? You get to tell us what we're going to talk about.
I have a question. Who is Kid Dakota?
Where do you see that?
Well, he's asking me a question. I just went above it, darn it.
Is this a live chat?
Yeah, it wasn't a question. I just never...
I didn't see the...
They just scrolled a little bit.
Kid Dakota. Kid, I don't... Oh, Kid Dakota. Kid Dakota's new.
I don't know.
I don't know. Kid Dakota, please say that again. Or maybe you can scroll up while I'm looking at that.
It's right there.
Do you see it? I can't scroll up.
BG, did you work at BIG when you lived in the area?
What's BIG?
WBIG, AM 1280, Aurora, Illinois. Not only did I work there, I started... WBIG.
Oh, look at you.
But that's beside the point.
You're very powerful. Okay.
And in fact, I own WBIG.
Oh, no kidding. Look at you. You're
all one of the owners, yes. Yes.
All right, before we get started with you, I just want to do a quick, super fast review of a local show. So there's big, you know, Class A shows here at the Cirques. There's B's and C's and D's. And you know, we get to go Q's. Free to the B's, C's, and D's shows. So this last weekend, we went to a show called Island Heat Review, which is at TI. The funniest thing ever was I took a picture of Melissa and myself at this. Here's the picture. And we said, hey, we decided to take a quick trip to Hawaii.
And people believed it.
And everybody, we were like, aloha, congratulations, you deserve it. Danny's like, what? So we did not go to the Hawaiian Islands. So we get these free tickets, and so we stay online. We get our free tickets. A couple of things that you notice is, you know, attention to detail is importado. So first thing, this is when we were standing out line. Bamboo, no big deal. But if you look very carefully, it might be hard to see. But you see all the dust on the top of that?
Yeah.
God, that's the first thing you see. You're like, wow.
Did that used to be like the Rainforest Cafe or something?
I know.
Or Kahunaville? What?
So Kahunaville is
it's supposed Kahunaville,
to be,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's supposed to be the coolest, one of the best flare bars. So we're sitting out there, we're like, oh, this looks pretty crappy. I'm not really happy with that. But so they're like, okay, here you go. Here's your free tickets. Yeah. And I invited Brett and your wife.
You did. And I knew you weren't in Hawaii because you invited me.
Right. And so you're like, no, I don't want to go with you anywhere. I'm like, oh, fair enough. So Kahunaville is like a bar. I'm like, oh, we don't even know where this place is. Well, there's a secret room behind Kahunaville. Did you know this?
We used to work with Kahunaville. Yeah, there's a lot of secret rooms you don't know about in these casinos. Yeah,
I had no idea.
Right.
So we're like, well, this is a pretty... So we walked in the room. I'm like, look at this. This is a cool little room. I really like this room. It's, you know, it's kind of dark and kind of groovy. And that's the room looking into the entrance, you know, looking from the entrance. I'm like, oh, this is really pretty slick. So the deal was this Island Heat thing is it's the total deal is I think it's $40 and that includes dinner. So we got in for free and we're like, yeah, we're starving to death. How about some dinner? And they're like, oh yeah. So for $20 more, you get dinner. Here's the menu for the dinner. And so we had, you know, the salad and it's one of those things where, you know, all the salad's pre-prepared and actually the salad was pretty good. And we also had the flank steak and that was actually was pretty good too. And the dessert, it wasn't so bad. So then we said, okay, let's get on with the show. And so I'm a big fan of Hawaiian music and that whole vibe. We're actually probably going to go to Hawaii here in a little while. And so...
Are you inviting me there?
Yeah. No, probably not. So they started off with a kid who did a little ukulele playing, or ukulele is how they pronounce it. And he was, you know, very smiley, aloha. And everybody goes, aloha, which is, you know, kind of sweet.
So you do a little... what's his name? Tim action?
Well, Tiny Tim
with the ukulele?
Actually, you'd be better to think of...
Well, Don Ho. I'm just saying a little ukulele.
Yes, Tiny Tim was
Tiny Tim.
Oh, please sing along.
No, I can't do it.
I think you just did.
I know, I could sort of... Through the tulips.
You know, he got married on what show?
Tonight Show.
That's right. The most watched Tonight Show.
Really?
Ever.
I did not know that.
Yeah, maybe not be true, but sometimes I make shit up. It was, at the time it was.
Sometimes they make it up.
So, get this. You ever heard of Bruno Mars?
Sure.
That's his dad.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Can his dad sing like Bruno?
Didn't sing. Well, he did a little backup, but get this. So
he says, I'm Bruno Mars's dad.
Yeah. So
I'm Steve Mars.
The PA guy
also
goes,
Bruno.
We've got a special guest coming out tonight. This is Zubi Rodriguez Balahunana, or we know him as Bruno Mars' dad. And then this guy comes up and talks, and he's like, hey, super happy to be there. You know, and he's in the Percussion Hall of Fame. And I'm like, okay, here we go. This is pretty interesting. So he gets to play him. And I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Now, Here is the totality of bum bum bum, this big show. Island Heat Review. That right there is a picture that shows you the entire Island Heat Review. It was two girls.
They're pretty hot.
And they're, I'm not saying they're not hot. And two guys. And Bruno Mars' dad, who really had a hard time keeping with the rhythm. It was bothering me quite a bit, actually. And this guy's in the Percussion Hall of Fame or whatever. But the
guitar, not the Rhythm Hall of Fame.
But this guy here, you know, the really nice little ukulele guy who also plays piano, guitar, who also plays drums, who also is a fire dancer. He's all over the place. You could see him looking at Bruno Mars' dad going,
keep up.
I'm like, oh, man.
Keep
that shit,
up.
That kind of stuff makes me crazy.
Keep up.
But he's Mr. Smiley guy. And then they had actually a guy named Bobby something or other, Wilson? Yeah, Bobby Wilson, who was on Talk Tales, super nice guy.
Right.
Kind of a, ooh-ee kind of dude. And normally this is an Elvis Blue Hawaii kind of thing.
Right.
But he comes in, does his thing, has nothing to do with Hawaii, other than he knows Bruno Mars' dad. He used to live in Hawaii and gigged with him. But it didn't really make any sense. So have you been to Hawaii before?
Yes.
Been to Maui?
Yes.
So one of my favorite things to do is the old Lahaina luau.
Been there. Done that.
Love it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's considered the best luau there. It's great. It's huge. It's very big. Good. It's very super
kind of an
authentic.
Odd looking area there, isn't it? Like across the street from like a flea market.
Yeah. It's in a kind of rundown area. Yeah. But the area, the property itself is really nice. Yes. It's right on the water, of course.
Yeah,
right. And it's a really, God, it's just a great, authentic, and awesome luau. Mm-hmm. Every time we go there. So I have this in my head. But the other thing I have in my head, and this is where, hey, kids who are advertising shows, advertising is important. Here's the poster for this show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Shamazel.
Count them.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Island Heat tells you that if you go to the show, you're going to see Elvis and some girl, and you're going to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dancers. You'll see 1, 2, 3 guys. So add that up. What? You got 5 plus 3, 8, 9. You got 10 people up there, right? I see 10 people or 4.
Well, maybe the other 6 were out sick.
This is Island Heat. Oh, by the way, all their videos on their website, that's these guys. Yeah, Island Heat. Come on, play, old man. For the love of God, just
nobody's
play.
Nobody's tapping their screens. Nobody's tapping the screen.
I've lost them.
Yeah.
So here's what I would say. If it's free, go. And my guess
did
is...
Did you eat?
Yeah.
How was the food?
Like I said, the food was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
Move on.
Oh, and the drinks. These drinks were $20 for both these drinks. They're as big as my face. We kept those glasses, by the way, good. Because that's what we're doing. But I would say this. My guess is the guys who were there, the Bruno Mars dad and the Bobby Knight, they're not... normally part of the show. I think it was some sort of special thing. My guess is the Elvis guy probably would be back. Let's hope so.
He had a day off probably.
But my guess is all those people aren't there. And that pisses me off.
Right.
Because damn it, I'm expecting to see 10 people up there. I want a big boy luau.
You got it for free.
What I got was, hey, the high school's doing a luau. Come on out and watch the big show. Oh, for God's sake. All right.
All right.
All right, here we go. Danny, question from Danny from the live chat. Is Brett ready to wear some Mickey Mouse ears for the upcoming first annual Vegas Video Network fundraiser? It's on!
Yay! I'll wear Mickey Mouse ears, but not if a member of KISS is standing next to me. All right, because if you pull that off, Danny, then I don't want to be a douche.
I just got to say, I didn't have a chance to read the email completely and accurately.
Did Danny, I get that email? Did she send it to me?
No. Oh, okay. I'm in charge, damn it. But Danny basically says, okay. Yeah, I talked to a lawyer of, you know, KISS. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, why not? And yeah, the KISS people, you know, they're all pretty much publicity whores. And they'll show up to anything. They just want to know what the numbers are. I'm like, what? we might actually have a KISS. First of all, I didn't really think this thing would happen. Danny's like, oh,
we're going to charge.
We're going to make it happen. You got an email back? Yeah, we're making it happen. I think we might have Gene Simmons there. Holy crap.
That'd be awesome.
I, you know, so... this might be the best fundraiser in all of Las Vegas, and it will be because of Danny.
It was well. I'll just take credit for the idea, and then Danny can do all the work.
I'm going to give her all the credit.
We'll give her the microphone.
What, this is all. This is. I tell you what. I'm seeing people do stuff around me that's just so cool. So I tell you what. This is awesome, awesome, awesome with a big sauce of awesome. So yeah, he will wear those ears if you tell him to. Because Danny, you're in
as long as he's not wearing those platform shoes and like 9 feet tall.
It's okay. I'm still having new warriors. Okay. I get to wear next question. Tuck78. Which casino? This is a great question. Which casino would you resurrect if you could? Brett?
I would say the Stardust. I like the Stardust.
I'm going Sands.
Right. I was never there. I was never at the Sands.
Stardust.
Right when I moved to town, they blew it up, I believe. Or right before. One of the
let me check.
When did they blow up the Sands? What year did the Sands blow up?
I don't know. Let me check the live chat. Okay, I'm safe. I created a child at the Stardust, I believe it was.
One of these two?
Well, one of my two kids.
Yes. Or I'm just saying, one of the ones you're not paying for.
It could have been.
I'm just saying, are we keeping a family secret?
No. That's not. That's right.
It's now time for skeletons coming out of the closet.
Billie Jean is not my lover. All right, he can moonwalk and everything.
The Stardust.
No, yeah, so I would say Sands just because it is such a great logo. It's great. It's just all that mega chips. But yeah, Stardust, same thing.
My other choice would have been the Desert Inn. I like the DIL.
Desert Inn, yeah, sure. Sure Shot Web Rob, a first-time person in the live chat, welcome, Rob, says, complete this sentence. When Vegas temperatures get to 100 degrees, I...
start my car up, turn on the air conditioner, and walk inside for about half an hour.
I thought you were going to say, start my car up, turn on the air, and leave. Because every week you go to California. Hey, Brett, you want to... Oh, California.
You think I travel too much? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm just saying.
It's so, summer.
So like I've sent Brett,
I told you what I do. I don't like the 150 degree heat.
Brett,
you love it.
I probably 10 or 8, 11 emails. Hey Brett, you wanna Hey Brett, we're gonna do Hey, you think you and Kathy might wanna
Well, let me ask you this. Have I lied to you yet?
That's my lie.
Have I lied to you yet?
Nobody.
Okay, I haven't lied to you.
Nobody wants to hang out.
I'd love to hang out. I just here's my thing.
I get these emails. Yeah, I would love to hang out.
June, July, and August is the equivalent of December, January, and February in the Midwest.
Okay,
it's
so
hot and for me, I like to get away from it.
Yeah, okay.
Versus cold and getting away
for
from
me,
it.
When temperatures get to 100, I celebrate and go swimming in my pool, which is 88 degrees.
88? It's like there's no difference. How's that even refreshing?
Let me just say this about that. What time was that? Because I want that one. That's funny. 108. Don't forget 108.
Plus 3.5.
That was funny. I understand what you're saying. And used to be 84 degrees was our thing. And 84 degrees was partly because, you know, I had a 400,000 BTU heater in our last pool. But it just cost money to heat a pool. Well, now I have a solar panels. Well, you do in the, you have to, you have, yes, you do. You have to heat your pool in April and May.
Sure. Yeah. But right now you don't.
Ken, are you heating your pool? And if you are, Ken, what's your if you're not, what's the temperature of your pool? So here we go. No, you're not heating your pool. What's the temperature of your pool right now? 83 degrees. There you go.
My thermometer was, I lost my thermometer about 12 years ago. My son hopped in today. He goes, oh, you want to go swimming? I go, did you go swimming today? He goes, yeah, I went in there for a while today. And I go, how was the water? He goes, oh, it's nice.
Kids are different.
And we did not heat the pool up. The only thing we heat up is our hot tub.
Okay, so 83 degrees is what the pool is now. It used to be 84 is good. Hey, I don't disagree with it. I get that. If I was somewhere else, I'd probably do it. But look at it. I'm just going to tell you how this works. Yeah. All right, so our pool went up to about 92 a couple weeks ago because our solar panel setting was a little high.
Okay.
And I jumped in and I'm like, you know what? That's just too warm.
Right. I think at least you found your threshold.
I have a number. Okay. So we backed it off to 88. We jumped in this weekend. Both Melissa and I were like, you know what? That's pretty much perfect. It's perfect. Right. Well, you jump in, you're like, oh, it's refreshing.
Okay, you're doing solar heating it versus
the heat of
the pool.
But I'm not swimming. If I were swimming laps,
you'd want it to
be
cooler.
Crazy being 84, right, but okay. I'm not swimming laps.
See, our kids are playing basketball.
Yeah, yeah, different kind of stuff. Here's what I'm doing.
Leaning up against the thing going, time for a drink. Yeah, my toes are getting a little pruny. Time to get out.
I might go, is that a bee in the pool? I will save you, little bee.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
as
yeah.
As opposed to going,
oh, no, I save bees. Boom. I save all animals. Oh. I'm afraid of death. As a result of that, I feel bad for anything that might die. And what I don't want, if you have a pool,
yeah.
In our old pool, a couple of times I've opened up the filter and found like a mouse in there.
I haven't done that.
Oh, that I just about.
You don't like that?
Yeah. Oh, man. I was like.
Haven't done that. Well, back in St. Louis, we had an above ground pool when we were kids. And of course, in the winter, you tarped it up and you put like the big inner tube underneath it to keep it. So the tarp would be, but of course it rained, it snowed, and the tarp would get full. So we'd have dead squirrels in there all the time.
Oh, so that would, I couldn't handle it.
Like, oh, there's four or five dead squirrels.
We looked out the pool once in our other place, and I saw a mouse swimming in my pool, and I damn near like, I'm going in! I have to save Mickey. 60 degrees.
Mighty mouse just saved the day.
No, I can't have things dying. I can't have, the only thing I'll let die in my pool is a wasp. I'll let that or die. That's like a kind of a cuss. I'll take it. The wasps have to die. All right, next one. Pops wants to know, are the massive crowds going to crash the live chat? So far?
Not yet.
And this is, I would argue, our biggest live chat crowd ever. Look at you crazy kids.
Somebody even mentioned how big the live chat was.
Is it? And is that? And that's it. That ends our bump da da beep 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 live chat questions because everybody is we should do a promo because everybody is so cool. I love the live chat, but I'm a little thirsty, and so I will do this kinda. Here we go.
Have a drink on me.
Brett singing, baby.
Can I sing?
Do it.
I can't again.
Yeah.
Have a drink on me.
All right, it's Have a Drink on Me. This is the part of the show where you, the person who's watching this show or listening to this show right now, can have a drink on your good buddy, Scott. Hey, Scott, what do you win if you win? That could have gone better. Okay, here's how it goes. If you are a winner of Have a Drink on Me, you can win a drink on your buddy, Scott. That's right. I don't care what bar you want to go to. We go there and I buy you a drink. But wait a minute, Scott. I want to be a good looking, physical looking guy. I understand. Nobody wants to. Here we go. This is it. You can win one of these guys. What is that? Well, that's a Vegas Video Network. Super amazing. All the kids want advisor. Look at that right there. Yeah, but is there more? God, you're greedy. And by the way, here's what people look like when they wear that visor. Boom.
Hey, Pops.
Boom. 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 Not too tabby, right? My name is Scott. I'm a musical guy. I like to hear some music. I've always liked that about you. Would you like a little jazzathon? That's the song right there. Can I get that anywhere else? Boom. There's a little bit of place there. How about some iTunes? How about some Spotify? That's why we're everywhere. Or if you're a Christmas guy, quiet with that. Then you can have Christmas, Christmas Acoustic, or Christmas Acoustic 2. I like them both. If you like Christmas music, these are what you should be having. Okay. And we were going to give away this, which is an Arches at Whitney Villa visor. But
this is the cryogenically frozen visor.
Right. I was advised not to give that away. So we're not going to give that away.
Magic.
Okay. So here we go. And a reminder, it's this is super...
Like it's transparent like the government.
It is. And
just
I didn't
like,
know...
Just like the Obama administration.
Just like, yeah, just like it. Except for the part where it's not even we're near transparent. Okay. Hey, and a reminder, if you're in the live chat, this is good news for you, ladies and gentlemen.
What's that
If you're in the live chat during our Have a Drink on Me segment, and if you included a deal here, and it's right...
That involves writing for me.
You get twice... You get twice, we double your entries. That's right. If you've got Have a Drink On correct entry and you're in the live chat at the time, guess what? You get double. Okay,
I am prepared.
Brad from Baton Rouge? No,
Baton Rouge.
Carol from UK? UK, we're all over the place. She's not in. Monica Fagan's not in there. Ken Anderson? I know Ken's in the live chat. Let's put Ken in there.
All
Ken
right.
gets a double whammy. Hey. Look at that. Oh, my gosh, Ken. He says he's so excited. Tuck, who is actually known as Mark Stillman. Boom, Marky is in there. Hit that, baby. Yeah,
that mother brother. Tucker's here again. Good Lord.
Jackie Davidson. Oh, she's Jackie's here. In the live chat. Boom, double your fun, double your pleasure. It's very much like a gal I used
double,
to know. Okay.
Double mint gum.
Brian, I don't believe he's in the live chat, but he said something that was interesting. A couple people mentioned that the Sinatra Smash drink at this particular bar that was the winner is a very, very good drink. Again, some Sinatra Smash. That was from Brian. Dave Fagan, who's not in the live chat. Charles
in charge.
CJ, I don't believe Charles is in the live chat as well. Oh, hold on. Dave had something to say. I wanted to get Dave's thing. What was Dave? Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. We lost you. Oh, so did Brian. Oh, yeah. Oh, Dave said, hey, wait, was this one? Oh, no. This is really great. Charles says, I love this. How can you hate Disneyland? Does Brett serve bald eagles? For Thanksgiving.
Bald eagles for Thanksgiving. Cornish game hen, but that's another story. If you're not actually, there were several people early in the chat who said, start talking about Disney. Brett, you're 100% correct. If I go early up into the live chat.
There's nobody believes that.
Yeah. Okay. Who was it that said they agreed with Brett?
Does Brett serve bald eagles for Thanksgiving? We all want to
I
know.
Actually saw a golden that's eagle hysterical. 2 weeks ago. Oops. A gold eagle two Get weeks ago.
And then finally,
you don't seem to be caring, do you?
No, okay. Because you don't like Disneyland. No one trusts you because of that. All right.
Yeah,
and then
right.
We're trying to cut down. Actually, Brett and I talked last week. Like, let's cut down on some of the longer emails to Have a Drink. I mean, I'm like, nope, can't do it. I love these people.
You little bugger, you.
No, I said at the beginning. I said I can't do it. All right.
Yes, you did.
So Alan and Aaron Perry. Alan and Aaron, they you know they're a married couple. They're doubling up. Smart move. Can't blame them. I recommend to you people who are married, have both of you get in there. I want to read this because actually you can read Aaron's part.
Yeah.
Here's what Alan says. Oh, easy now. Alan says, hey, Scott. This is funny. Hey, Scott and Brett, a.k.a. Chris and Brent. In my opinion, one of the most beautiful bars and the surrounding area at the Wynn, the bar in this week's Haddam is, there it is, Parasol Down. The design and the extra, I should have some really cool music. The design and the extra touches that Roger Thomas put into this part of the resort is amazing. I'm especially impressed in the curved escalators that lead down to the lower level.
Now, I was told
the flowers and parasol theme is way cool. Yeah, there's more. Hold on. And it seems to me that this particular Haddam was the easiest bar to identify. If I miss this, I will be especially embarrassed and want to kill myself. That's not what he said. Aaron and I will be back at Wincore in about a month. Staying at Encore, I'll choose Parasol Down. Oh, he's doing the assumptive close. Attaboy, Alan. To have my drink if my name gets drawn. Come on, Brett. Pick my name, Alan Perry.
Okay. Now, I was told originally when Steve Wynn created the Wynn that he chose everything that went into that place.
I believe he
like
did.
Like every design aspect. So he threw a different name at me there. That's why I was kind of curious.
What?
He threw a design name, and I'm thinking, well, Steve.
Oh, no. Oh, well,
did
no,
not
he,
Steve
no,
Wynn
no, no, no,
choose
no, no, no.
everything you're looking
oh,
at?
Oh, no,
there?
No. He probably said yes or no, but he didn't design everything. He's not.
But I didn't say
he
design.
Can't even see. He's blind, for one
chose
thing.
Chose everything.
He can't. He's blind.
Oh, well, he's.
Okay, and then
almost.
Aaron.
Aaron says, Scott and Brett, can we at least do this in alphabetical order? Brett and Scott.
I think that wave has passed us by. God bless these people.
My guess for this week's Haddam was pretty easy for me, as this is one of my very few favorite spots in Vegas. It is Parasol Down at there the Wynn. We will be in Vegas for our third trip this summer in mid-September to celebrate Alan's birthday. Alan will be 60.
What?
And our daughter and her boyfriend will be joining us.
Wow.
And one of the to-do items on our list is to take them to this bar and enjoy a drink and watch the show.
Boom.
I hope that we picked this week. We are certainly trying. Watch what show?
This show.
Our show, in person.
I believe
we're going to have a live studio audience.
Well, let's say that they will.
I don't know. That would be interesting.
Let's do that. Okay, we could next sell tickets. Up.
Were they in the live chat? Do I have to add them?
They're not in the live chat.
Okay, all right, cool.
That's why they're doubling up.
Okay.
Okay, next up, Neil Mitchell from the UK. And Neil's... This one wins this week's best Have a Drink on Me email.
Ooh, okay.
I will begin. Hi, Scott. Already, I'm kind of fond of it.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
He is my good friend. I know where that shot was taken. I know who took it and the exact time of day. I know what you had ingested just prior. And I also know with all certainty who the president of the United States will be in 2025.
Really? Who's that?
And here's the bullet chart. That photo was taken at the top of the stratosphere. The photo was taken by Coco the Clown. The shutter closed at 1 minute past midnight on July 10th, 2015. You had ingested Tangerine tonic. That was an easy one, I get. And the president of the United States in 2025 will be either Savannah or Heather Whitney. I'm leaning towards Savannah. Sorry, Heather, you can be Veep. I thank you. Or alternatively, it was Parasol Down at Wynn. Whatever. Finally, why are you people based in the UK adversely impacted by the live chat? Why are you picking on us? Can you alternate the airings each week from time to time and maybe commence recording at 6 p.m. UK time, which would be 8 in the morning?
No, I mean that, no, it's not that early.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
No,
it's 8 hours. So it'd be
10.
It'd be 9.
Well, if you said 6, then
or
9
or 10.
10.
Well, 8 to 5. 9. Oh, maybe it is 10.
It'd be 10.
No. So I'm voting for you, Neil, but no. All right. Danny Ackerman. Danny's in the live chat.
Danny's
double.
Here. Oh, okay.
Double.
Do I get to read Danny?
Yep.
I get sure to do the girls.
Danny's right. In. She gets a double. Let's make sure we get her in there first.
All right. Let me put
although
that
she already has. Oh, I forgot to add her. She has a. I have a picture of her with her. Amazing. By the way. So I have a picture of her in her Vegas Video Network visor at Parasol Down.
Ooh.
She did a show the next day, and she was hungover.
Does she have a red one yet? I'm waiting out for the red ones. I hear they're on.
I just want to give you a little bit of a message here.
I will
never have a red one.
How about a green
and
one?
And the reason why I won't have a red one is
how about
because
a green one? How about green?
There's red in there.
There's,
I won't have green. I won't have blue.
Black in there too.
And I won't have yellow.
It'll look really
good. There is no black.
No, you replace the green with the black.
Oh,
it'd be awesome.
You don't mess with a logo.
You do for merchandise.
Nope, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Danny.
See, Jackie says red, it would be great. Thank you, Jackie. Parasol Down at the Wynn, Danny says. Now I need to go check it out, and we'll check out Sister Bar Parasol Up. On the way to it.
Oh, she checked it out all right.
Have I ever told you how awesome your show is? How incredibly creative and informative with spectacular conversations. And Brett,
stop!
If you
stop.
Are reading
wait,
this
wait,
one.
Wait, 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 hold on. Let's just stop and savor that part just for a moment if we won't.
Okay.
It's a fantastic show. It's amazing. Great information. Right. I feel pretty good about that.
And she says,
if you want to stop at this point in the email, I completely agree.
But she continues.
What?
She says,
I used to like Danny, and now and I Brett, find her less pleasant.
If you are the one reading this between you and me, don't tell Scott.
No.
No, don't tell Scott.
No, I won't be told.
But we'll keep Scott thinking. He is the reason the show is great.
Yep.
But we all know the real truth.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Yep.
Atta boy, atta girl, Danny. P.S. I'm not sure I can talk to you anymore if you're a Disneyland hater. Just saying. I'm not a hater. I've just been there, done that. For the people who enjoy it, God bless you.
It's the greatest.
I'm just glad I never have to go again. That's all.
Right. All right. We don't want people hating
that's
you.
All. No, no, it's fine.
The amount of hate mail.
And the biggest reason is I'm not a big fan of crowds.
Yeah, I get
baseball
that.
Games are fine.
Well, that's
I
why.
I sit in my chair and I can watch the ball game.
When we used to go in February. There were no crowds. And then finally.
See, now there's crowds all the time.
Mike Q, who's in the live chat.
Mike Q.
Double him up.
All right, Mike Q.
Mike Q says it is parasol down. He's right. He actually, Mike's is awesome because Mike, besides telling me it's that, he also includes the address. just in case we weren't quite.
Google's friend.
Right. This is the address in case you weren't quite clear. Scott and Brett. Scott and Brett. You guys rock the new shows. You guys rock. The new shows have made me redouble my efforts to get a job hookup so I can move to Las Vegas. I think that I've driven everyone here nuts with my OCD on everything Las Vegas. You guys are the best people in the world. If I ever wanted to be like anybody, I'd want to be like you two, especially you, Scott.
I didn't say that.
And when I'm not watching your show, I watch, this is true part, this part comes up, it's true, I watch the live RTC road cams.
At least we beat the RTC road
cams. As I wait for KV News at 10. So just so you know, if you're not watching our show, RTC road cams, ladies and gentlemen.
At least we're ahead of RTC road cams.
Right. So it's a low bar. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Oh, we've got our numbers.
You
got to
shuffle them up.
I'm going to shuffle them up. Shuffle them up.
I'm
going
to pick the winner. Who do I want to pick? See, Danny thinks that by sucking up to me, that's going to get her a W. And I don't think so.
She's already got a visor.
Well, maybe she wants Gajazzathon. Or Chris Makuska.
The truth of the matter is, if she wants any of those things because she's on the network, she can get them all.
I don't have any of them.
I got more drinks.
I've known you longer than any of these people on the...
Wait. You don't have a... your dad has a visor. But you don't. You know why you don't have a visor?
I don't wear the visor.
Because you don't want a black visor.
Yeah.
I'd give you a visor.
Honestly, I don't wear the visor.
You don't wear a visor?
No, I don't like visors.
You don't. When you play golf?
No, I wear hats.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I wear hats.
Who are you?
Have you not noticed me wear ball caps? I wear baseball caps. I wear baseball hats.
People who play golf wear visors.
Yeah, people who are snobby little freaks wear visors.
Oh, God, I got my visor.
I'm kidding. I like it. It's a good piece of merchandise. I just, when I play golf, I wear a hat.
No one really likes you anymore. I know. Okay, and the winner
is... It is on the original choice. It was somebody with a double choice.
All right.
But it was their first.
And the winner is?
Jackpot. Jackie Davidson.
Jackie Davidson. Unbelievable. Ooh. Jackie, what will you win? Jackie's a good friend of mine. She gets pretty much whatever she wants. She can have the visor. I think she has. By the way, Jackie's big birthday is coming up next week.
Maybe she will wear this.
Or she wants to drink with Brett.
Not you. Okay. Not drink with Scott. It says very clearly, drink with Brett. Will you drive us, Scott?
Will I drive
you? Will you chauffeur us? Will you be our Uber driver?
All right. Now this time I'm not going to forget to do have a drink on me, number 18. Oh, here it is. Look at me. Oh, this is going to be a tough one.
We're going old school, aren't we?
Do you know it?
I do.
Really? Holy crap, I didn't think you'd know. Yeah. Okay, here's today's hint. Three hints. Hint number one. This is in downtown Las Vegas, though it is not in the Fremont Street Experience area. As a matter of fact, I know Malia knows where it is because I saw a picture of her on the internet at this particular bar. How crazy is that?
Wow.
So hint number one, it's downtown, but not in the Fremont Street area. Hint number two, it was voted the best piano bar the last 2 years by the idiots at the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Okay.
And I'm always saying that because they said the best steak place was Sizzler or whatever.
Outback.
I mean, come on. Yeah, kill me. Vote number three. This particular bar was around long before the big Fremont East push. Okay. So this bar has been around for a while. Okay. If you know the name of this bar, I think this one might be a tough one. You're going to send your email to where? Have a drink. Not that one. There. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Where?
Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
We want you to win. We really, really do. Well,
can I get a haircut there?
I want you to win.
That's Brett, in a live chat.
Brett doesn't really want you to win.
I want everybody to win.
We're going to do another quick break, and then we'll take some emails from the greatest group in the world. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video
Dr. Richard Rothman and LASIK of Nevada believe that safety, affordability, and the latest technology are important. Call today and get 50% off premium LASIK and $99 a month guaranteed financing. Call or click 800-NEW-VISION for premium LASIK at the best price.
Walk with me.
Yeah.
Talk with me.
Come on.
Taste the best restaurants in Vegas with me.
When you're walking with the walking gourmet.
For sure. A food tasting tour that you sure to adore.
When you're walking
with the walking gourmet.
Hey, have some great food. Have some cocktails. Experience Vegas high class.
Nice.
Yeah.
Walking with the walking gourmet.
Walking never tasted so good.
Go, you stud, you!
Alright, first of all, Jackie. That is excellent, by the way. Jackie doesn't like the music of the Walking Gourmet jingle.
I don't care.
That is an original piece of music.
Oh, Jackie is really super opinionated.
It's not 50s cheesy. It's
It's 50.
Created by a it might be.
Well, she's right.
It's created by a classic pianist who happens to be my partner.
Just because she's right doesn't mean she's wrong.
Or well, but
it is. It's a little.
It's a little classy.
You know what elegant. It is? It's what it is. It's AM radio
it's
fun.
It's catchy.
It's AM radio. It's kitschy.
Kitschy.
Not catchy.
Kitschy can.
It's not catchy.
Can.
It's kitschy.
Yes,
it's,
you can.
It's kitschy AM radio.
It's Leave It to Beaver. Yes, Ward's going to slap the beaver tonight.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? Okay, kids. If you want to be a part of the listener email, send your email to onairq@livinginlv.com.
Again, do we have a couple?
Just one.
Oh, just one. You have
yeah,
two.
Yeah, we just one.
You have two written here.
I have one that I might do if I feel like I want to do the other one. But that one I have in my head.
Did you, just out of curiosity, did you throw some away or you decided these were the two best ones?
I'm just picking what I want to pick.
Okay, I'm asking.
We got, you know, just stop harassing me, dude. This email is from...
Let me guess.
Tom Reedy. First-time emailer. Maybe you should read this. Because he's asking me a particular question.
All right. Scott, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I realize that the Vegas Video Co-op is only one part of your larger Podworks business. That said, have you considered licensing your co-op business model for use by other entrepreneurs in other cities? Even more important, do you think the idea standalone would work in other cities?
That is a good question.
That would be a yes, no, yes.
Tom. It's a good question, Tom. The first question was which?
First question is, have you ever considered licensing your co-op model for use of other entrepreneurs in other cities?
When I first started this, so I went to a handful of people and said, here's what I'm thinking for the Vegas Video Co-op. What do you think about it? And I got two bits of feedback almost every time. The first was the pricing is too low. Actually, you were one of the persons right. that said that.
I was.
Pricing is too low.
Smart dude.
Actually, it was. And actually, in my new pricing, I have, you know, it's a spreadsheet.
Right.
And the tab says Brett and somebody else's idea. So.
Oh, good.
You know.
Well, you did my tier idea, right?
I didn't. I had a tier, but I started much lower than where it was. Actually, I started with the pricing that I suggested. So the pricing was too low. And several people said, you know, this could be franchised. So in answer to your question, did I think about franchising? Not originally. That was never part of the idea. Does it have the potential to be franchised? I think it can. What's the second question?
That was the second question. The third question is, would it work in other cities? Well, do you think the idea
yes, but here's
would
the,
work in other cities?
Here's the real specific part, and this is no kidding. So, you know, I joke when people come into the co-op and say, you know, we're thinking about doing this. One of my jokes is, yeah, listen, so every time you see a clock tick, another video guy moves into Las Vegas. They're everywhere.
Right.
Video people are everywhere. It doesn't take much to be a video guy, which means there are video people in every single city. Mm-hmm. So being able to shoot video is not what makes a company move forward, especially a video company. There are a lot of companies here. There's a lot of people who do video professionally, and they're all on Craigslist.
Right.
And they're on Craigslist because they don't understand the sales part. They may shoot good video, I don't know, but they don't understand the sales. And so the reason why a company like the Co-op or even Podworks is an online broadcasting. We're podcasting. That's a hobby, if you think about it. People are doing this for a hobby, and we make a living doing it. I've been doing it since 2006. That's because I understand the sales aspect. I understand what problems we solve. So I believe that this concept can work in other cities, but it has nothing to do with your video skills. I can find people who know how to shoot video.
Right.
It has to do with your sales skills and your ability to coach people on how to do videos that do one of two things, either make people money or motivate people to take action on your behalf. That's it. Sounds pretty obvious, but most videos
easier said than done.
I've had a lot of people come in and say, I spent $3,000 for this video on my homepage, and it's gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous. It's got the majestic music and the panning video and the gorgeous lower thirds, and it doesn't do crap for them. And it's because they don't know how to tell a story. So part of what we teach people is how to tell a story. So yes, I think those things can come out, but it's not about, are you a good videographer? It's about, are you a good salesperson? Do you understand the business side? I spent a great deal of my time not working on videos, but understanding the business, the sales piece of that. So yeah, it can work, but I haven't really given it much thought. Right now, I'm having a pretty good time. I like what I'm doing. I like my job. I'm having fun. The people who I work with at the co-op, I like everybody who's a co-op member. The ones who I don't like,
guess what? They're not co-op members
anymore.
Hey, Danny, you're still okay.
I released them. I've actually fired two co-op members, and they're like, you can't do this. I'm like, I feel like I probably can. And so everybody who walks in my studio, I tell them, if we're going to work together, we're going to have fun. We're just going to have a great time. And some people who come into the co-op really struggle, have a hard time. You know, Brett's a co-op member. Brett comes in, and he doesn't even work hard. He just gets in there and he shoots that shit and it's done.
Yeah, shit. But I'm a natural.
But you're a broadcaster, right? You've been broadcasting for a long time. But I got a guy right now who, you know, he first came in and he really wanted to learn my sales theory, the PAS stuff. Mm-hmm. And man, he struggled. Like the first video, 30 takes kind of thing. I mean, but he really wanted to get it right. And then he came in the last couple of weeks ago and just killed it. Because he kept learning and kept working. And it's just really fun to watch those kind of people. And let me just say this, and then and this is super important to people. When people come into the co-op, I say, I want you to understand that what you're doing is magic. And I'm not kidding around. I want you to think about this. If you were to try to do this kind of video 7 years ago, if you were trying to build this kind of studio yourself, you're millions of dollars in. If you tried to build this studio 5 years ago, you're $500,000 in. I'm six figures in. You're coming in here and you're paying hundreds of dollars and you're creating this kind of video that's amazing. So it's magic, but just like magic, just like Harry Potter, you have to practice.
Just like Disney.
Harry Potter took, not anymore. Harry Potter took 7 movies to become a real wizard. So you can come in here. I can teach you stuff.
I stopped at the third movie.
No, don't. Holy crap. Well, go see them all.
I must have stopped at...
I have them all.
What's
go the see them all. I don't know, but watch them all.
Azkaban or something.
That's I don't know.
That's when I lost interest.
But the trick is, if you're doing this kind of work, it is magic, but you have to work at magic. And if you decide to work at magic, good things will happen. So yeah, I think it's going to happen. Okay,
the other part is the sales cycle, and what people don't realize, if you're in sales, and I've been in sales since 1992. So that's all, you know, from a broadcasting standpoint, I always wanted to be a broadcaster, but realizing that being in broadcasting feeds your ego, being in sales feeds your family. Right. And there's the thing. When somebody first starts out selling, they're unconsciously incompetent, meaning they have no idea, they don't know what the hell they're doing, but they're having fun and they're excited because they have a new job and they actually have some success. Then stage two is they become consciously incompetent. Now they realize they have no idea. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They now know they don't know.
They don't know.
Right. Then you become the third. That's when most people quit. They realize, oh no, I don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Then the third step is you become consciously competent. You start to realize you know what you're doing. Yep. And then we're at stage four. Danny, you're in stage four. I watch your show. We just do what we do. We're now unconsciously competent because we've been doing it for so long. We just tell the story. Yep. And it flows so easily. You're like, how do you know all that stuff? Because I've been doing it for 20 years. What did I just say? I have no idea what I just said. You're just shucking and jiving, and you've got an answer to every objection. And to me, sales is just about winning the argument. If I have one more answer than you have question, I win.
Yeah.
And you have to say yes.
So I'll tell you the reason why this is kind of a sales 101 thing, and a lot of people don't get this. Let me tell you, a great example. This was it was a little bit heartbreaking. We had a musician in as a guest on one of a co-op member's show. It was a talk show. Mm-hmm. And he came in and he was complaining like I hear all the time. And he was complaining that, you know, I used to have these gigs at a bunch of different properties and all the gigs have dried up. They don't care about musicians more. They care about DJs. I hear this stuff all the time. That was a slight cuss, but not really.
It was.
I hear it all the time. And here's the answer. This is why he's struggling. And I kind of tried to say, you need to hear this. And I don't know if you heard it or not. But this is it. And this is to everybody is in sales, which is everybody. Whether you're a musician or whatever. And that is, nobody cares what you do. They only care what you do for them. So to the extent that you understand the problem you solve, then you can have a conversation with people. You can establish your credibility, not by claiming it, not by telling me how smart you are, but by showing me you understand the problems I talk about. So when I talk about the co-op or Podworks or the Vegas Video Network, I never talk about this, that, we have these cameras and all that kind of stuff. I talk about the problems we solve. That's what people care about. So a musician, if I'm a musician, I shouldn't be saying that I'm a guitar player. Here's the problem my style of music solves for the casino. When I was a guitar player, I didn't play bars because I couldn't solve their problem. Their problem is they want music at the lowest price.
Right.
That's not a problem I wanted to solve. I didn't.
I can solve it at a medium price.
Well, but so I didn't. And so what I said was, I went after private gigs and I made a boatload of money at private gigs because I solved their problem, which was very different than a bar who just wants a live soul who's basically giving it away.
Right.
That's not the problem I solved. So I was making more money than a guy who was teaching me guitar in the Bay Area and he couldn't figure out why. I'm like, I'm telling you why. You're not solving the right problem. You're not figuring it out. You're a better guitar player than I am. I'm making a lot more money than you are. Here's what's happening. That's what's going on. So if you want to, I don't care what you want to do. If you can figure out the problem you solve, then you can figure out how to run a business. Okay. How are we doing on time? We're at 1:40. What do you think? I think we should probably stop.
I think we're done anyway.
We're done anyway. Well, yeah.
I think we cut through all the stuff we were going to talk about.
Done. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
You were close. You were close to the plus 3 minutes, looks like. Yeah, plus 3 minutes.
Oh, I said 80. That's
you were well over it.
We're not very close.
That's probably the closest we've ever been.
Yeah, we can do
that. Thanks, Jackie. I appreciate that comment.
What'd she say? She can't be trusted. What'd she say? Anything good?
You can read it.
I can't read it. I'm doing the work over here.
She said I didn't contribute much tonight. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you did. All right, here we go. Voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail by going to our website and checking out the right-hand side, little red tab. Hit that stuff. Or you can go to iTunes. If you want to go to iTunes, we would like for you to leave a 5-star review and say, I think Brett's pretty. Say that. That would be a great 5-star review. And if you're on YouTube, hey, if you watch us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Share us with other people. Do all the great. Ken does a great job of that, by the way. You can also find us on KSHB. Sometimes you can
once
find
in a while,
us on
about
Roku.
Once a month.
We've got 31,000 people who have downloaded our app on Roku. That's We're on awesome. Stitcher. Stitcher, by the way, is a huge contributor to our numbers. I actually saw a big drop off on one of our shows. I'm like, what the hell happened? It was just this one episode. I'm like, what? You know what? Stitcher broke. Stitcher has a big deal. So we are at Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Vegas Video Network, Facebook, Twitter. I'm Scott. That's Brett. You, in the live chat, are the best people in the world. And I don't mean that just, you know, kidding around.
Say bye-bye.
Your whites are going to be whiter. Your brights are going to be brighter. Why? Because that's a promise, not a guarantee. Why? Because I don't want to be sued. That's it, folks. We're going to see you guys next time on the Vegas Video Network's Living in Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Good night, everybody.
Hasta la vista. Ticket.